Greg, surely delighted with how things went in Claremont.
Yeah, it was unbelievable now to get the win. Especially we were kind of disappointed after Poland and we became third. We lost to Russia just now early. So we were really gunning for this, you know. We have a lot on the line. Qualification for Hong Kong, which we got because of the tournament, thank God, and the World Cup as well. And we just want to be champions of Europe. So it was massive to get it. And we've another now week going to Exeter to try and finish it off. So hopefully we can get another good performance and finish it off, champions of Europe.
Yeah, and were you happy personally with your own performance over the weekend?
I was very happy. I got a good bit of game time. I'm in the Wales game in the pool. I was wrecked at the end of it because I put a lot into the game. So that was great crack. And then I got the full game against France in the quarter final. So I was delighted with that. That was so narrow. It was 7-5. Like, we were 5-0 down after half time. So it was great to be involved in that tight contest. You know what I mean? It might not have been a great spectacle, but it was a big fight. So I was delighted with that. And just to play part in the team, like, do you know what I mean? To be one of the lucky 12 to get brought over. Fellas, like, there's 20 odd of us training, but only 12 people get to go, so delighted just to be involved anyway.
Yeah, and it must be a great experience for your own personal growth as well as being part of the Ireland team.
Yeah, well, it's great for development. Like, as we were talking earlier, fellas like Alex Wooten and Adam Byrne and Tom Daly have all stepped through the sevens, and they're doing unbelievable now. They're playing senior rugby with the provinces, so I love it just for personal development. Because, like, with sevens, obviously, you know, there's less people on the pitch, so you get more game time with the ball in hand, and like one-on-one tackles, you know, you're much more involvement. So you have to develop. Either you develop or you're not gonna survive. So it's unbelievable, and their coaches are great. Anthony Eddy, who was down in Australia, and now he's up here sorting it out up here. He's unbelievable, and Stan McDowell and James Topping, they're great coaches, and they're helping us out every week, so we're spending so much time with them that you can only get better, really.
And you mentioned about Hong Kong there. Now you've a big weekend coming up in Exeter this weekend. It's kind of a three horse race at the moment, but yeah, it's the top two that go through to the World Cup.
Well, it's the, for Hong Kong, is the World Series qualification tournament. So basically every team that's already on the series doesn't really matter to us for that. So, because Spain and Russia are already on the series, we're not really looking at them in relation to the World Series. So it's ourselves and Germany are first and second at the moment. And I think we're already qualified for Hong Kong. So we're going there in the first weekend in April. And if we win that series, you have to win it outright. You can't come second. We qualify for the World Series, which would be massive for Irish rugby. Do you know what I mean? We're a top-tier nation, and I think we're one of the only top-tier nations without a sevens team on the actual circuit. So that's the plan. Just keep the head down now, and hopefully we can execute it.
But in terms of World Cup qualification as well, isn't there World Cup qualification at stake?
There is, yeah. There's World Cup in San Fran. That's kind of just a one-off tournament, and obviously it'd be unbelievable to go to that, but that's kind of really an extra. And we're on par to it, so basically it's Spain and Russia haven't qualified for that either, so they're using this Grand Prix series to qualify for the World Cup. That's what they are gunning for, and it was like parallel to us getting onto the World Series. So now that we've already done that, our focus now is to qualify for the World Cup, and it's the top two teams of the Grand Prix get into the World Cup. So at the moment it will be us and Russia, but anything can happen in Exeter. Like, so that's the plan, to try and win Exeter and guarantee that we're going to go to San Fran World Cup along with going to Hong Kong.
Yeah, and as you were saying there, Hong Kong is obviously the bigger option there, and it'll kind of confirm you as a core team, and that's somewhere you'd expect Ireland to be. Anything to do with rugby, you'd expect Ireland to be competing at the highest level.
Yeah, you would. Sure, look at our 15 senior team. They're doing incredible there. They were top three only a few months ago in the world, and it's just the sevens hasn't really developed in time. There was a lot of fellas back in the day trying to push in the sevens, like the Ahern brothers who play for Bowes. They were pushing it, and finally now we actually have a sevens program. And although it obviously clearly isn't anywhere near the 15s men's funding, we're working and we're developing and we're getting better and better, and hopefully we're going to get onto the circuit, and then, you know, that's where Ireland really should be. So that's the plan now, and hopefully it works out.
And just, I know you won't look too far past the tournament, but just in terms of after it, it'll be looking at pre-season with the Munster Academy and back with Shannon as well.
Yeah.
So are you looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm looking forward, sure. I love Shannon. I'm black and blue running through my veins. Like, I'm mad, my whole family's mad into Shannon. There are so many different positions just filled with my family members, and it's a great team out there. Everyone everyone that plays with Shannon seems to love Shannon, do you know what I mean? So I love going out there every Tuesday, Thursday, even though out in freezing Coona, it's still great to go out and chat with the lads and to get back in and involved. Great coaches now, David O'Donovan, known as Donny, is our backs coach, and Tom Hayes is a forwards coach who have, they kind of got sprung in the middle of last season and they've done unbelievable. We survived in 1B and now we've high hopes for the, we've a young squad, but we've high hopes for where we're going. Do you know what I mean? They've already started pre-season 3 weeks ago. Their lads are working their asses off and I can't wait to get back in there now. Obviously I'm loving the sevens, and when that comes to close I'll get a 3 week break and I'll get back into Shannon and I'll be with Munster as well. Munster are always great, facilities are incredible, so I'm looking forward to getting in there and getting some serious work done and getting the body in shape for 15s. So I'm obviously sevens body at the moment, so I'm faster, but just five in the 15s pitch, I'll have to get a bit more work in the gym, do you know, but I'm looking forward to it, definitely.